across the weekend. Keep it K-Rock.
3, 2, 1. Welcome to Not Machine.
Get ready for 2 hours of inane nonsense with your favorite overweight redheads, Fat and Ginger.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is 6 o'clock on a Sunday night. It is time for Fat and Ginger here on K-Rock 955. My name is Tim Young, and across the desk from me, as always, is my good mate Luke Massey.
I'm not sure if it's going to be for much longer, mate.
Whoa. Hey.
Well, you know, we've had a little bicker, haven't we? Let's be honest, we've been bickering.
Oh, yeah.
Force night out has become a real sore point for both of us.
Oh, it has been a busy week.
It's been a busy week, and I feel a little bit sheepish after Friday night. I had my first failure for Force night out.
Massive failure,
and I just feel really bad about it. But you're talking about giving it up altogether.
Well.
And I think that's just a way of getting out of what I've got in store for you in the future. Look, I've got to redeem myself, Tim. I'm at the crossroads. I'm like, I've just fought Clubber Lang. I've got my ass kicked, and now it's time for me to go chase chickens around the courtyard and carry logs around and come back bigger and stronger and better.
All I can say is that some days you're the pigeon and some days you're the statue, my friend.
Fat and Ginger. K-Rock.
All right, that was Lil Nas X with a song that I can no longer read on the call sheet.
Because it's gone.
No, there it is, Montero.
I thought it might have been Lil Mass, like, because it was talking about me after doing the CrossFit the other night.
Well, look, before we get into that, though, we got a text from Chris and Robin, Chris being my brother, and he's up in Sydney, and they're driving down from Newcastle to
lovely people.
Sydney. And
they often jump in and help me give you crap.
They do.
So I really appreciate that. Guys, if you're listening, please call in and tell us just some dirt on Tim.
Anything
I can get him back with.
Look, and Luca, sorry to say, we did try to ring up Wayne from Mount Mercer this week to get him on the show.
Yeah, he's gone missing, isn't he?
Yeah, it's a worry.
AWOL. When he goes missing, there's usually only one place where he is.
We'll make some inquiries tomorrow and find out.
Yeah, just ring, see what's on the docket.
I think this $8,000 phone bill was playing on his mind a bit. But look, we can talk about that all day. Let's talk about the topic du jour. I'm going to play
Force
the
Force Night Out.
Absolutely. Here's the jingle.
Can our heroes sit through 2 hours of crap and come out clean on the other side? It's Fat and Ginger's Forced Night Out.
All right, well, it wasn't really 2 hours of crap in the end, was it?
Well, it was an hour each, and both of them were underwhelming, Tim, and that really worries me. So we started off, for those people who don't know what Force Night Out is, we buy each other tickets to something we know the other person's not going to like. They're not going to enjoy it.
No, that's right.
It might enrich their life in some way, we hope. But if not, if they just suffer, that's even better.
That's even better,
That's what we do it for. So the first night was Wednesday night when I had to come along with you to CrossFit.
Yeah, that's right.
Where you usually go.
Yep.
I walked in, everybody looked at me like I was an artifact.
They
were like, oh, here he comes. So you'd obviously worded everyone up.
Well, do you know what? I didn't. So I worded up friend of the show, Lauren, that you were coming.
Oh, Lauren's great. Yep. Big thank you. She went very easy on me, by the way.
She was very nice to you.
She was very lovely.
But then I think she worded everyone up.
Oh, was it her? Because even the class that come in next, they're all standing there looking at me and laughing.
Yeah.
And I don't, look, I get that a lot, but not at CrossFit. So I wasn't sure if you'd worded everyone up. But the funny thing was I tried to be like real tough and put on a bit of a show. So I got there early.
You did, yeah.
And rather than just sit there, I thought, I'll go get some Macca's chips so I can walk in like eating Macca's chips.
With your headband on.
With my headband. I went and bought a headband from Rebel. And I thought it'd be really funny, but then like you try driving in the car with Macca's chips with that smell and not eating them. I ended up smashing them all before I got there and it really didn't help. I felt every chip as I was rolling.
I'll bet. I'm not surprised.
But I got through and I won't say it was easy, Tim. It wasn't easy.
No.
But I don't think it was as hard as I thought it would be.
No.
And I was feeling pretty good about myself. And the funny thing was that a friend of mine, Dave, was there, who I haven't seen for a long
time. Lovely guy.
Yeah, lovely fella. And afterwards he goes, oh, how'd you go? And I said, oh, look, it wasn't too bad. Like, to be honest, I do run a fair bit on the treadmill and I do some push-ups and stuff. And he just went quiet and he looked at me and he goes, oh, imagine what you'd look like if you didn't.
If you didn't, that's right.
And it took about 2 seconds to sink in what he'd actually said. So it was pretty funny, I'll give him that.
Yeah.
And then what happened Friday night?
Friday night you were cock-a-hoop. You were
so
very excited. You wanted to see me squirm with some of our Chinese student friends. We were going to go and interact with them.
It was meant to be a night. with a bunch of Chinese students and
like
you,
a lot.
And I signed you up under Tin Yung.
That's right. Yung Tin, thank you.
Instead of, Yung Tin.
Please, get it right.
And what happened?
They weren't there.
Nobody turned up.
If you go to our Facebook page, Fat and Ginger on Facebook or Instagram, you will see that there was a table of lovely Irish girls.
Yeah, they were great. They were lovely. But they basically said, we're not Chinese.
We're not Chinese. And that was a fair bit of feedback. And
yeah, that's fair enough.
We sat around and played Uno for a bit. And then drove home.
At least I won Uno. That was one thing
I had.
Oh,
you smashed me.
But look, on the way home, we had some serious conversations, didn't we?
Very serious.
About, like, because you were saying, oh, let's just give it away.
Yeah, no, wrap it up.
And you know, should we continue?
Nah.
And the thing is, like, we might as well give Fat and Ginger away if you're going to be like that. I'm not going to start just throwing in the towel every time we have a little bit of a speed hump.
Come on. What do you want? What do you want from me?
Well, I think we should throw it out to the listeners.
Oh, really?
Well, not to, should we continue? You had the idea.
Yeah. Oh, that, I know. Worst idea I've ever had.
Of, let's continue it, but we don't go to Melbourne.
Yeah,
Let's keep it localised in Geelong.
I'll settle for that.
Would you be happy with that?
I'll be happy with that.
Okay, because I've had a few people ring in, or not ring in, message me. DMs, that's what we call them, deep and meaningfuls.
Yes.
Where we had Jake Budge, friend of the show.
Oh, yeah, great.
Said you should go rock climbing.
Thank you,
Jake. Which I think would be great. I'm thinking cliffhanger here.
Is there a place here in Geelong?
There's some rocks around. I'm not sure that.
I don't want to die.
And I had another colleague of yours named, I don't want to use his real name, but let's just call him Jimmy, messaged in and said, make Tim do Geelong roller derby.
Oh, my God.
So I think that would be really good.
That one, I would be flat out just standing up or moving on roller skates, let alone have people hip and shoulder me.
Well, can I give that to you now?
What?
No, I won't give it to you now. I can put it out to the people of Geelong. Do you want us to continue Force Night Out? And if you do, we've made up a jingle.
We have.
Where you can actually ring in and tell us what you think we should be doing.
That's right.
Do you want to play that jingle?
No, so we're going to give out the number now, and then we're going to come back with a jingle after this song.
Oh, that's a great audio. Thank I should have talked all right. about that.
That's okay. That's why I'm on this side of the desk and you're on that side. The number is 52232955. Say that number again, shall I?
Yeah.
52232955. If you have an idea of what I can do or Luke can do for a Force Night Out.
Mainly Tim.
No, not mainly Tim.
Any ideas that we can do, or if you guys just say, just knock it off altogether. Like,
I'd love that.
And I mean the show, not just Force Night Out.
Okay, rock. That's The Other Side by the Chili Peppers.
What a great tune that was. Remember when the Chili Peppers were good?
Are they not good anymore?
Well, I don't think they put out another great album after that.
Well, fair go. They'd be about 70 now, wouldn't they?
They put out one, and I remember finding it in a park, and I took it home and listened to it and then put it back in the park.
That's terrible. Now, listen, we put the call out to the great public of Geelong.
Oh, the phones have gone crack. I know they haven't. Nobody's called.
No, maybe all those people trying to call at once has crashed the system.
Oh, that's what it is.
Do you know what the problem is? They haven't heard the jingle yet for their ideas, so let's have it now.
Let's play it.
Now, it's your turn, folks. What can you make Fat and Ginger suffer through on their next Forced Night Out?
There we go. Part of the agreement.
The phones are... Oh, no, they're still not. I keep seeing these dots, and I think they're the calls. And it's actually like a little stop sign. But I did get a message off someone saying, how about you make Tim do a Disney princesses party? I don't know what that is, but I think it might
work?
Be like... you get dressed up in a nice frock and we'll get you made up and you can get some cupcakes or something. I don't know. You'd probably enjoy that.
That sounds like
just for the cupcakes.
Regular set the afternoon. Force night out. Come on, you can do better than that.
I think basically what Geelong's saying is we don't care.
Do what you want.
We got stuff on right now. They're probably watching MAFS or something like that.
Is that on yet?
I don't watch TV.
Hey, so you got one message though, didn't you, about...
Oh, yeah, Jody. Yeah. Jody messaged in, sorry.
Yeah.
And she's actually sent through
a
link to a rock climbing place.
Yeah, how wonderful,
So that's really low. And you wrote, whose side are you on?
That's right.
I think I can see a little pattern forming here.
What's this?
Well, you know, we talked about you potentially falling off a rock. She's told you the one to go to. She'll be in there just like greasing them up.
That's right, yeah. And by the way, you know, it's funny. Yeah, so she, and then like the arsenic will be going in the drinks. And
be all coming through. Hey, what we didn't say, we've got a big guest coming up later.
We have.
Yeah, so Russell Robertson, former Melbourne high flyer.
Yep.
And he's got a TV pilot that he's about to go shoot. And we're
going
to chat to him about that a little bit later on.
Is he going to... talk about the time you kicked 8 against Geelong at Kardinia Park?
No, well, we're not going to talk about that.
Are we going to talk about that?
And what are you, after the break, you said something today that really threw me out.
Oh, well, yeah, no. Okay, so in a sort of testament to how rich and wonderful my life is, I've been focused on Bluey Fest. Now, to anyone that's got kids of that age, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. So it's been built up for the last few weeks on ABC Kids, which is on in our house a lot.
Yeah.
And a Bluey Fest, right? Vote for your favourite Bluey episode, of which there are about 160. And they're counting down from 100 to number one. And I've had to message Joe's to say, I need to know what's number one because I'm invested.
Is it on tonight?
It's on right now as we speak. We can put it on the TV.
I thought you're going to watch the cricket. You're going on to watch Bluey.
No, I think it'll be done by the time I get back.
Yeah, okay.
But anyway, I want to talk, unpack about Bluey Fest because I'm a Bluey person and you like the other famous Australian kids product.
Yeah, I'm a Wiggles man. I've got no problems with that.
Cockroaches or Wiggles?
I love the Wiggles.
Streaming by Pink featuring Marshmallow and Sting. I don't know how to unpack that.
I've been called both of those before.
Yeah, so have I. Now, look, yeah. We were talking about my thing I want to have a chat about, or you know, is the Bluey Fest that's going on. And I know you don't care, and that's fine.
Well, I don't say I don't care. You care, so I care.
Oh,
I care about you, Tim.
No, you don't.
I do, mate. I treat you with tough love. I think you need it.
So you wouldn't like to know that we're now up to episode 9 in the countdown of the top 100 Bluey episodes.
See, that's why no one's calling in. That's why no one's listening to us. We're watching Bluey.
We could probably put it on the TV in here and watch it now.
We can just watch it live.
That's right, yeah. So, look, the one I think is going to be number one is the cricket episode, and I'm not going to go on about it because I know we're going on about cricket a lot, but it's a fantastic episode. They're only 7 minutes long, Luke. Do yourself a favour and watch the cricket one.
Well, the thing is, my kids are older.
They are. So they
didn't go through the whole Bluey thing.
No.
My partner's little girl, Bentley, watches it occasionally, yep. But she doesn't really watch it a lot. And I don't get up with her, mate, like I had to get up when I was, looking after Toby and Zara. But the Wiggles back then was just so easy. It was just like you put the kids in front of the TV and off you go.
I remember being, this is many, many years ago, Harriet is now 22 or 23, being in the car with them when they were kids, my brothers, my nieces and nephews, and there was three of them in the back, all skits and out, as young kids do. They would have been two or three.
Yeah.
The Wiggles went in the tape deck.
And that was it.
Out.
Yep.
Gone.
Yep. Just
incredible.
Happy. And that's why they were my era. I mean, I understand the Bluey thing for, you've got young kids
at home
and they'd love it. But for me, it was all the Wiggles. But I reckon there's a little bit of a, I don't know, what would you call it, like a mystery with the Wiggles?
You're hearing sort of a veneer of niceness.
I think there's something on top, but underneath there's some murky depths that should be plunged.
Oh, dear, that does sound bad.
And it's to do with Sam. Do you know who Sam is?
Oh, you'll have to name. Please refresh my memory.
Okay, so at the start there was the four Wiggles.
Yeah. Right?
There was Jeff, the sleepy purple one.
Yes.
Anthony was blue.
Yes.
Murray had the guitar, he was red.
Yep.
And Greg was yellow. And Greg retired. And
fair
they
enough.
Bought, well, yeah, that was the golden years of the Wiggles, in my opinion. I don't think it ever reached those heights later.
No.
But with Sam, they brought in, and he was like the singer.
Right.
And he used to sing all the songs after. He was like the main guy, because they used to take it in turns, but he was like, no, this is about me. And then all of a sudden, Greg came back.
What, unretired?
Yeah, because Sam was in the underneath group before when Greg was there.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, they'll just push him back to the unders. You never saw him again.
What do you mean?
Never seen from again. I reckon
never saw him again.
There is something going on. I think there needs to be an investigation. What happened to Sam?
Yep.
I mean, I thought about it a lot, Tim. I spent a lot of time sitting around thinking about things like this. And I just imagine a scenario where Sam was summoned to a meeting, right? Didn't know what was going on. Dorothy served him some of her rosy tea that tasted a little bit funny. Next thing you know, he's getting stabbed repeatedly with a feather sword, dragged into the big red car, and all of a sudden he's getting buried in a forest by Wags the dog. That's what I'm thinking.
Outstanding.
Do you reckon?
Geelong's favourite way to wake up.
It's Riptide by Vance Joy. Fantastic.
Great tune.
Got a message during that song from Chris.
Yep.
And he suggested that people ring in and make us both go on the same Force Night Out, that we give them three options and people vote on it and we both go together.
That's not a bad idea.
So share the pain.
Share the pain, yeah.
Would
the only
help?
Thing is I sort of like putting something there for you that I don't have to do.
Well, that's the whole thing of it, isn't it? But perhaps, because I can't help but feel that our relationship might need a bit of mending at the moment.
Well, can we hold hands while we do it?
It depends what it is. If it's bungee jumping, might be hard.
Okay, well.
We'll see. But
I think we both fall at the same rate. I think we could possibly do it. I always thought, though, with something like that, I'd probably do some things in my pants that would be good, and I'd cop it on the way up.
I know this is what we're meant to be talking about, but you've done it, haven't you?
Yeah, I did it in New Zealand last year.
And you hated every second of it.
It was the worst thing I've ever done. You know how some people go, oh, wow, I did it, and then it's just like really reinvigorated me and I can't wait to do it again. I got off going, I'm never going to do it again. It's the worst thing I've ever done, and I discourage anyone from doing it. So I hated it.
Can I just pose your hypothetical? If I was a multimillionaire and I said to you, how much money would it take for you to go and do it again? What would be the figure?
Well, have you ever seen that movie? What was that movie with Demi Moore and Robert Redford?
Decent Proposal.
Yeah, there'll be one of those going on.
Yeah, right.
So, hey, what have we got coming up?
So after this break, we're going to have your spray where the people of Geelong, and look, they've had plenty to say over the last couple of weeks, and this week's no different.
Well, mostly it's about our Force Nights out.
Well, that's exactly right, and what's been going on with that. So after seven, that's what we're going to hear.
Okay.
Like this.
I don't know where to start with this, right? So that was Seven by Jungkook featuring Lato. What does that even mean? Is that English?
Are you not familiar with Jungkook's work?
Or Lato's work.
Lato.
I thought Lato really made that song, actually.
Well, she was fantastic. Yeah. I'll tell you what, it would have been ordinary if she didn't jump in when she did, but who's named Jung?
I don't know. I think it's probably a Korean name.
Kim Jung?
Yeah, a lot of Koreans. There you go. But look, there's a lot of collaborations going on, and talking of collaborations, the good people of Geelong have collaborated with us.
Yeah.
To have your spray.
These two fat and ginger gentlemen have been whinging for years. Now it's your turn. Time to have your spray.
Yes, have your spray. That segment where...
Well, that was Fat and Ginger featuring Morgan Freeman.
So true.
Now we're up for Tim featuring Luke.
That's right. Yeah, well, is it Luke featuring Tim? I don't know. So, look,
coming up now. So do you want me to do the first one?
Yes, please.
Okay, so this is Glenn from Grovedale. He said, looks, because this was talking about me rowing.
Yeah, yeah.
The video you put up of me rowing.
It's good, wasn't it?
And he wrote, looks as spent as he did in his warm-up laps in under-17s footy.
Gee, that's rough.
Which, you know, I thought was rough, but the joke's on Glenn. I didn't do warm-up laps. Never did a warm-up lap, mate. And I know Glenn. Like, I did play footy with him in juniors. I don't think it was under-17s. Like, he was on the other team by then. But I did play with him in juniors. And I understand these were days that were different, Tim, back then, you know, in the 90s when people used to, you know, have a beer and a smoke at halftime.
Yeah.
You know, that was common. But I didn't do that. My body was a temple. I didn't take up smoking until I got to under 15. So, Glenn, jokes on you, my friend.
No, that's right.
Good on you, Shorey.
So, look, I played rugby when I went to uni in Townsville with a guy called Scott Struss. And g'day to Scott if you're listening.
Mm-hmm.
And he is one of the best players I've ever played with, but he just never did any fitness work. No warm-up, something. He would back his ute up to the field, put the back of the ute down, lie there with his hands behind his head and watch us do fitness. In full view of everyone, and then come out afterwards and train.
Yeah,
it just
great. Never
did it. And then on Saturday, would just play the house down. He was a freak.
Don't you love people like that?
Oh, he was a machine. Now, next one is from Claire in Belmont.
Yep.
She said, you should have made him do Murph. Now, this caused a bit of confusion.
It did. So, it did a little bit. So that was about the Force Night Out when I was doing all that, the CrossFit. And I thought, because one of my best mates is Matt Murphy.
Yeah.
Murph. Yeah. Very funny, man. He's got some stories. And when she said you should have made him do Murph, I thought, I'm all about trying new things, Tim. But how far is this Force Night Out going to go?
Steady. So what Murph is one of the CrossFit benchmark workouts, they call them. So what it would have been if you had done it was a 1 mile run, 100 pull-ups, 200 push-ups, 300 squats, and then another 1 mile run. Like, that's just ridiculous, isn't it?
I'm nearly vomiting just listening to that.
Just listen to it. I know. Like,
I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
I'd just about rather go with my original thought.
Original.
At least then I'd only be sore in one area.
Oh, dear. Oh, jeez. Just quick. The third one. Quick.
All right. Third one. Callie wrote, have you taken that shirt off, Timbo? Talking about your shirt on Friday night because you wore it in here to the episode.
No. I'll stop you all there, Kelly, and yourself. Thank you very much. as a different shirt. I do, in fact, have about five of them.
Oh, my God.
So because I wore a different one for the Force Night Out on Wednesday night.
Yeah.
That one had bits of colour. Well, that one's actually...
They all look the same. They're all equally shocking, mate. And your partner, Jody, responded to Callie and said, he's got about five of them, and that's my future husband right there.
That's right, yeah.
That's what she wrote, right? And I read that, and you know what? To me, she sounds like someone who's having second thoughts.
Cry for help.
It appears to be these shirts are the issue, Tim. Like, what's going on?
Oh, look,
do we need to get a stylist in, like a Queer Eye for the Straight Guy type person?
I tell you what, they got their work cut out.
Your chisel looking off that drawer. Across Geelong in the surf.
Single Soon by Selena Gomez. Before that, we had Danger Zone with Kenny Loggins. You're with Fat and Ginger here on K-Rock 955. My name is Tim Young, and across the desk from me is Luke Massey.
Thanks, mate. What do we got coming up now? That's Crap. Is this the first time we've done this on K-Rock?
It is, so we should probably explain what it is. So That's Crap is where we talk about something that everyone thinks is fantastic, but is actually crap.
Yeah, and we've done this a lot in the past, but I think it's our first time here on K-Rock.
It is, yeah.
So we've got something that's going to be a little bit controversial, I think.
I think two things that are fairly controversial. I shall play the jingle.
Don't believe the hype. That's actually crap.
Yes, it is, Deirdre. Thank you very much. Something that everyone thinks is great, but is in fact, is rubbish. And you're going to kick things off.
Well, this is the one that I know that you don't like me saying it, that it's crap, but I'm telling you it is. I'm going to go with prawns.
Oh.
Yeah, prawns. Oh. I know people love them out there, but this is the thing, right? They cost a fortune.
Oh, they're not that bad.
Well, they're not cheap.
They're not cheap.
Right, they cost a fortune.
Yep.
But for me, this is the problem. It's a lot of effort for little reward, Tim.
Do you know what I love at Christmas? Do you know what I love? Is getting a big box of frozen prawns.
Yeah, but how hard do you have to work?
But that's part of it. It's like pistachios.
No, and that's my problem with it. A lot of effort for little reward.
Yeah.
Now I think about it, that's pretty much my motto, isn't it?
You've had a few people say that about you, haven't you?
My nickname could be Prawn, I reckon. That's what a lot of co-workers, ex-wives, lovers have said about me. But for me, it's a lot of work at the table. Right, so you get it served to you.
Yeah,
you've got to pull the thing apart yourself.
Yeah,
right, and you dip it in this sauce, and you know what? You've got to dip it in sauce because it doesn't taste like anything if you don't.
It's subtle.
So what sort of thing are we eating here, where we have to do all the work ourselves, and then have to dip it in something to make it taste like something? And the worst thing for me is you have to pull the poo chute out, and that really puts me off. Like, what other animal do you have to pull the poo chute out before you eat?
Well, no, this is true. But again, it's part of the experience. Okay. So my thing is, if I was to present you with a plate of fully prepared prawns, deveined, heads off, just sitting there, ready to go.
Oh, they're ready to go. That's fine. But whoever gets presented with that.
So really,
I lived with you for 2 years. You never presented me with one of those plates.
It's just laziness, really, on your part.
No, it's not.
Yes,
like,
it is.
I like a nice steak, right?
Yeah.
But I've never had to pull the poo chute out before I eat it.
Geez, that'd be messy, wouldn't it? No, but do you cook your own steaks?
No, I don't.
No. So, again, it's laziness.
It's not laziness, mate. It's a lot of work for little reward, and I'm sticking with that. I think that they are crap.
I love the whole setup. You get your scrap bowl, then you have your little finger bowl with a slice of lemon in it, and then your prawns and your cocktail sauce there in front of the cricket during summer. Mwah.
Yeah, so that's what I mean. You've got to set up for it.
Yeah, but that's part of the experience.
Now, I never have to set up for a bit of pork belly.
Oh, hello.
Now I'm hungry. All right, what do you got?
So my one is, a food stuff, and I think probably slightly less controversial than your attack on the seafood industry. I think that KFC, do you know what? They're a sponsor of this station. I've just realised
that. I don't know what you're talking about, Tim.
So
you think KFC is crap? Is that what you're saying?
Well,
should I get Tom and Loggy on the line right now?
I don't know. He's probably listening. So
no, I don't mind KFC. They employ my son too. He works
at the Grovedale
one. Yeah. I've got a funny story about KFC, actually. I'm going to save you here.
Yeah, I'll do
tell
like
you a funny story about KFC. And this is, they used to have one in town on the corner of Rory and Moorabool. And this is when I was a young bloke going out to nightclubs and stuff like that. And it used to be open till about 3 or 4 in the morning, right? And people would wander in there after they've had a few and get their KFC. And a mate of mine once went in there and the lines were crazy.
Yeah.
And he just looked at it and he's going, oh, this is crap. So he's walked up, stood up on the counter and just stopped everyone from talking. Said, hey, I just want to let you guys know I'm actually the Colonel's nephew.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I decree that you all get free chicken. And the place went nuts. They had one security guard in there.
Right? He couldn't do anything.
He couldn't do anything. He just stood there and watched. And people just jumped the counter, went around the side, just helped themselves to what they wanted. Because this guy said he's the colonel's nephew. And he just grabbed a box and just walked home.
It's fantastic. Yeah. What a legend.
Most women like tall, dark men. I'm not most women. I like fat and ginger.
Yes, we are back with a second hour of Fat and Ginger here, 7 o'clock on K-Rock 955. My name is Tim Young, and with me is Luke Massey.
Well, we've had a little bit in the first hour, Tim. We found out that prawns are crap.
Well,
and KFC's great.
KFC's fantastic.
We love it.
Yeah, eat more of it.
We had, you know, some pretty interesting take on Force Night Out.
Yep.
But I can tell you now that in this second hour,
oh yeah,
right, we're going to have a chat with Russell Robertson, one of the greats.
Melbourne legend.
Probably kicked about 500 goals in AFL.
Yep.
But more than that, there's something I haven't told you.
Oh, what?
Until now.
Yeah.
There is going to be an earth-shattering revelation, my friend.
I don't like those.
Coming up towards the end of this hour. Now, I should have told you by now. I'm only telling you on air because I'm too scared to tell you in person. Right? And I figured on air that you can't say much.
And the cameras are on, so I can't. Yeah.
Until after they go off, and then you'll probably come around this side of the desk. But
yeah.
It could affect the show itself.
Oh, my God. This sounds terrible.
And our friendship.
Oh, what? What is it?
It really could.
Oh, my God. Well, look, before we get to that earth-shattering revelation, after this, we're going to talk about schoolies and how much, even as a 45-year-old, right, which is, I know it's a ridiculous topic, I hate it.
K-Rock.
Oh, so close. K-Rock, Fat and Ginger, that is correct.
hey, that was another feature.
Another collaboration.
Now, what is wrong with these young kids? Are they not confident enough in themselves, Tim, that they can't go it alone? They've got to get someone else in
just get
to
a
bump
second,
them up?
Get a second set of eyes.
Yeah, it's a bit like, you know, I need you here to make me feel better about myself. you know, Fat and Ginger featuring Tim.
look,
are you going to talk about schoolies? Yeah. What's your problem with schoolies?
Nah, look, wheel out the Statham because it's time.
Oh, yes. Sorry.
Tim, stop it. Well, we paid for it. We might as well play it.
This is the Statham. When I'm sitting in my trailer, waiting to make my next awful movie, I like to listen to Tim's topic. So, Tim, what have you got for us this week?
Well, I'll tell you what I've got for you this week. I want to have a bit of a go at schoolies because... And I know it's a long time ago for me. It's nearly 30 years ago since I finished school, which is an appalling number. That's massive.
Yeah, it's scary to think, isn't it?
Oh, and it's gone by in a flash too. But I remember for schoolies, me and some mates went up camping just out the back of Yay somewhere.
Oh, geez, you guys know how to party.
Oh, mate, it was massive. But I don't think, though, schoolies was as big back then as it is now. It's not the sort of, now it's the thing you go.
Hang on. You're, what, 2 years, 3 years older than me?
Yeah, something like that.
Schoolies was massive in my day.
Was it?
Yes.
Maybe I just wasn't invited. maybe that's part of the problem. Maybe that's why I've got all this anger about it.
Yeah, very upset about it. So what's your problem with it?
So it's just the whole thing is just a recipe for disaster.
Yeah, but I've seen photos on 9MSN or whatever it is. What is it, news.com?
Yeah.
It's just kids having fun, mate.
Just kids having fun, is it?
Yeah.
Like, so you've got a bunch of kids who are, 17, 18, whatever.
Well, it should be 18, most of them, you think.
Yeah,
maybe
they're not,
17.
Though.
Yeah, go on.
And then they're out, and they don't know how to control themselves.
Do you know how old you sound right
now? Yeah, that's fine. I'm happy with that. And another thing, right, I saw a good thing, and I agree with it. You know, in Dirty Dancing, right, I sympathise with the dad. Right, because Patrick Swayze in that looks about 40, right, and he's trying to hook up with the teenage girl. I'd be telling him to bugger off too. Anyway, so, and then, getting back on point.
Yeah, righto.
The latest trend is for kids to go and do schoolies in Bali. So
I'm still stuck on Patrick Sway. He said, no one puts my baby
that's
in the corner.
Right.
Imagine you're a dad seeing a 40-year-old say that.
That's right.
Your teenage daughter.
That's right. You'd come in swinging.
I don't care how far he threw her up in the dancing. Yeah.
I'm on his side. Absolutely.
Sorry, what were you saying before?
No, so now people are going to places like Bali and Thailand for their schoolies.
For schoolies,
so, let's take away any sort of semblance of safety catch on schoolies, right? RSA, all that sort of stuff, pill testing.
Thailand's a land of smiles.
Oh,
Tim.
My God.
People are going over there to smile and have fun. You sound like an old fuddy, don't you?
No, I'm not. So in Bali, when we sat on the beach there at Leg Inn and had our beers at night time, which was lovely, by the way. I know all the, you know, angst that's caused, but whatever.
Actually, I didn't mind you going to Bali. I think it was fine. You need a holiday.
Yeah.
You need a trip away and just to recoup and recharge the battery.
You've changed your tune.
Yeah, I know. I'll talk about that later.
Anyway, and then I sort of said to some of the people I was there with, I said, I said that I could say anything to one of these people, any item, and I could have it here on the beach within half an hour.
Yeah.
Anything
at
all.
Did you try it?
No, because I wanted to come back on my allocated flight rather than spending 5 to 10 in Corobican prison.
Well, there you go. They're over there having fun, just like I said. So, but you went, where did you go camping again?
Yay, I think. It was Yay. The saddest weekend of ever.
Yay!
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
that's
I can right. imagine the catch cries coming from there.
If you've ever been to Yay, it's not Yay, it's... Oh.
Yeah, exactly, and that's why you're down on it. Now, I went to the Gold Coast. I went to Service Paradise.
That is the schoolies, right?
Back then it was. And there was about five of us got on a plane and went up there.
Yeah.
And we had a lot of fun, Tim. And
I mean, see, what worries me is the version of Luke Massey I see almost on a daily basis is a very watered down, mellow, mid-40s version.
Yes.
I shudder to think what the teenage version.
Very, very much so. And that's saying something. look, we spent a little funny story I'll quickly tell you. We spent a little bit of time at an establishment. I don't know if you ever heard of it, but it was called the Crazy Horse.
Oh, I've never heard of that before in my life.
Why are you smiling when you say that?
Keep going.
It was just an establishment where you could go and have a beer, and it was an entertainment venue. And I got very, very friendly over the course of the week with a lady who worked there. And the funny thing was, on the last day, I was at the supermarket with my mates, and we bumped into her with a fella.
Oh, really?
And it got a little bit awkward because we'd become so friendly over that course that week, and he just wanted to kill us. So, yeah, made for a funny last night. But I think I'll leave that story there.
It's Luke Massey, hands across the country. Fantastic stuff. Oh, mate, I tell you.
It's been good being on K-Rock, isn't it?
Just when I think we're all right, you come out and say something like that. Fat and Ginger on K-Rock 955.
It's Fat and Ginger.
Sure is. My name is Tim Young. Your name is Luke Massey, and we are Fat and Ginger here on K-Rock 955. And excitingly, we got the cricket on the World Cup final.
Yeah, I'll be watching that tonight. Oh, I stayed up till the end like the other night. Yeah. About 4:45, I went to bed. And, oh, geez,
that's
I was
a late
knackered.
Night. Yeah.
I was knackered the next day, but it's, you know, World Cup time.
That's right. It's been a tough year because there was a lot of time up with the Ashes, with the cricket, then the Rugby World Cup, and then it's a lot of late nights.
I slept through the Rugby World Cup. Yeah, that didn't worry me too much. But I tell you what, Tim, while we're talking sport...
Yeah.
The mighty Geelong Cats got up this afternoon.
They did,
in the semi-final, or in the prelim next week. So good on you, girls. We'll be right behind you. They played fantastic, they did.
Did they
keep coming out strong. They go about 4 or 5 goals up and then have to defend their lead. I don't know if we'll be able to do it against Brisbane, but we'll give it a go.
Well, exciting stuff, making a prelim.
Can the Cats.
Do you remember the 2019 prelim?
So anyway, after the break, right, what we're going to talk about, I'm just going to go straight
keep going,
past
keep going.
That, is Dan Andrews.
Okay.
Right, I've just been looking into this little golf. I know you don't know anything
about it. No, nothing
about it.
I'm excited.
I was talking to you before about you don't know anything about it, which is good.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to hit you exactly what's happening. So we're going to do that. And then after that, we've got coming up the Justin Murphy Award.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Which...
I don't know who it is.
No, I know. Because this is this revelation that's going to rock your foundations, my friend.
I'm getting worried about this, and I don't like it when you've got something that you know that I don't.
Geelong's favourite way to wake up. Tom Lingy.
Yeah, Slow Hands by Niall Horan, who was a member of One Direction.
Was he?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Slow Hands. Speaking of Slow Hands, you were just doing your best Peppa Pig impression.
I was, of the road workers.
Of the road workers. Yeah. And you've got some big news to share with the listeners.
Massive news that the number one episode in Bluey Fest for 2023 is the cricket episode.
Yeah, you were really emotional when it happened.
It was the realisation of a lot of waiting, a lot of build-up. A lot of the kids going, Bluey's Fest is on, Bluey's Fest is on, Bluey's Fest. Okay, yep, cool.
Yep.
And that's finally
and
over.
You got the one that you were after as number one. So congratulations, Tim.
Thank you.
I don't know what else I can top that with.
you can't, but let's struggle
I'm
on
thrilled.
Anyway. What do you got for us?
Dan Andrews. Right? Yeah, I first saw this story a few days back and I just thought, they're just looking for something to write.
Mm.
But I've looked a little bit into it and it's really amused me what's happened. So,
just to stop you there for a minute, you've actually done research.
Well, I read a little bit of news. Is that research?
Yeah, it is. Well done.
I think it is.
That's impressive.
Yeah, thank you, mate. Sorry. Do I get paid extra?
Yeah, yeah, you get a 10% increase on.
on what? So Dan Andrews right, has gone to join the Portsea Golf Club.
Oh, that'd be prestigious, wouldn't it?
Which you think, yeah, you just walk in and join up and that's what you do. Yeah. But apparently there's a whole process you've got to go through. And look, it doesn't mean much to us to say he's going to join the golf club. It really doesn't matter. But apparently it means a lot to them, Tim. Right. And I'm not going to argue with anyone who's happy to dress like that and walk around for 6 hours looking for little white balls in the bushes. Good luck to you, mate.
It's an insane sport.
They can make up their own rules, is what I'm saying. But there's a lot of members have threatened to tear up their membership if Dan Andrews gets one.
Oh, I can imagine.
Right? Which just seems crazy to me. But this is the what they said. This come from, I don't know who from the club said this, but this is what the statement they put out. It is imperative that any potential member, including Mr. Ambrose, a type of golf, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Aligns with our values of our golf club. Good character, sociability, and a genuine interest in our fellow members.
Mm-hmm.
Regrettably, it is noted that Mr. Andrews lacks these qualities.
Wow.
So I don't know if they know him or they're just going by. Look, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that the majority of the golf club probably voted Liberal.
I would say a massive majority. Whatever. In fact, I would suggest that some of them are probably Liberal Party members.
I would dare say so. But I don't know if they know him or they're just going by what their feelings are. Like, they probably got locked down. They weren't allowed to play golf and they've gone, I'll get you back, mate.
Oh, shake my fist at you.
Can't play golf. That's exercise.
Yeah.
But I like this bit. They went on to say, it is noted that Mr. Andrews' ability to recall scores for each hole due to poor memory further underscores concerns about his compatibility with our club.
Come on.
They're basically saying he's a cheat.
That's right.
He cheats at golf.
Well, they also suggest, are they saying he can't remember or he doesn't like to remember?
Well, it says his ability to recall scores for each hole due to poor memory. So, you know when you're playing golf and you've got that mate that's always like, oh, I think I got one through there, four.
You just call
you go,
four.
Come on, mate. Come on. I've seen you hit four since you got to the green.
He's had about 15 shots to get to the green and I just call it
four. So he's one of them, apparently. So,
the older hand iron out of the bush. So you'll be behind the bushes and like you haven't hit them all well. You throw it
out and go, oh, what a chip.
What a shot.
That's great. And the other thing is too, apparently, because this is down the peninsula, Portsmouth, apparently other clubs on the peninsula are already moving to do the same, even though he hasn't even applied there yet.
Wow.
So they're almost saying like, do you remember that episode of The Simpsons where it was like the No Homers Club?
Yeah.
And the other homer got in and he wasn't letting in.
Yeah.
It's like that. They're all saying, look, you're not playing here, mate.
Really?
He hasn't even applied there. No. And they're already bringing out a rule to say he's not playing. And I'll tell you what, they've convinced me, Tim. They have convinced me, my friend, because I tell you what, if you can't beat them joining, if the Ballerine Mini Golf allows him to play, I'm out.
You're out.
I am out. I'm not going back there. They can find their $12.50 income from another source because it won't be coming from me when I play there once a year. I know you're laughing, Tim, but I've had enough.
Can I share it yours? Miami Shark, and before that we had Getting Back by Olivia Rodrigo.
Now, I wasn't looking at the screen. I thought you were actually asking me that.
Well, I sort of thought for, a request like, can I share it yours? It's only a minute 53 long. I thought that's rather sort of, brisk.
Well, you didn't get to know each other long enough to ask that question. It's like seeing someone at like school pick up and going, oh, by the way, can I just pop down for a shower?
For a shower, that's right. So, look, I'm increasingly worried about this revelation. Now,
I know that,
You've been
asking me about off air. I'm not going to tell you.
I'm going to tell you
on air because I'm really scared. I'm a little bit scared and I'm worried how it's going to affect our relationship.
Wow. I don't know what it might be.
I think we could break up.
we got Russell Robertson as well.
Oh, Robbo's coming up. What a legend.
What a legend, absolutely. And where did he kick 8 goals once?
7.
7? Who was it against?
I'm not going to talk about that.
No, answer my question.
I'm not going to talk about it, honestly. I got him on air.
Where was it?
Talk about it.
Where was it?
It doesn't matter.
Where was it? Kardinia Park against the Cats. Fantastic. Go, Robbo. K-Rock 955.
Ginger on K-Rock.
Yeah, it's Fat and Ginger here on K-Rock. As we get towards the end of our show, it's currently 18 minutes to 8. Luke Massey's crossed the desk with me, and worryingly, he has some news. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play the Justin Murphy jingle, and then I think he's going to lay the smackdown on me live on air.
Are you a hypocrite or a bit of a sook? You might be a candidate for the Justin Murphy Award.
Let's see
if you've won.
Oh, Morgan. I should know that because I can...
He shouldn't talk over you like that.
No.
Even when he's pre-recorded it.
That's right. So, look, you've been banging on about how you've got some groundbreaking, huge revelation which is going to affect the very fabric of not only the show, but our relationship.
Well, Tim, you know what? The Justin Murphy Award is for hypocrites.
Yes,
people who carry on, act like a dill, and then they're hypocritical and they don't sort of do what they say they're going to do. And you know what, mate? Here at Fat and Ginger on K-Rock, I have to lump myself in with others that do the same thing.
So what are you saying? That you're giving yourself the Justin Murphy Award?
I'm giving myself the Justin Murphy Award.
It worries me as to why you're giving yourself the Justin Murphy Award.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, for the next 2 weeks, we won't be doing the show.
What do you mean, won't be doing this? What are you talking... What?
I'm going to Thailand.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you serious? Do you realise how difficult the last... 2 weeks of my life has been.
Why?
I can't even walk down the street. I get heckled in the shops about, you know, Captain, see you later, because I just nicked off to Bali, apparently, and now you're going to bugger off to Thailand.
Well, holidays are important, Tim. Isn't
it? I tried to tell you that. I got shouted down. I had someone try to run me down the car before.
That was me.
That was you. I can't believe it.
I knew you weren't going to take this well, and that's why I thought I'd tell you on air, because I know you've had a hard time from people at work and stuff like that.
People everywhere, mate.
I might have got a little bit hard on the old off to Bali
thing.
Just
you reckon?
Yeah, a little bit. But I've got to go to Thailand, mate. I've got to go for a
couple
of weeks.
What do you mean you've got to go?
Well, I have to go.
No, you don't.
No, I do. It's
if you cared about the show, and cared about our relationship, right, you'd stay here and you'd do the show, or you'd figure out a way of doing it from Thailand.
Can I do it from Thailand?
Unacceptable.
Because I'll tell you what, I'm going to be loose. If I do it from there,
maybe just
I'll be doing
off.
It straight from Bangalore Road. So, no, I've got to go, mate. We've got a family trip, and I don't want to go, Tim. I want to stay here with you and do what we do here, which is entertain people. I'd love to do that, but I haven't got a choice.
Well, is it worth continuing? This show, our relationship, no, that sounds bad, not relationship.
Well, it is a relationship. We've lived together. I know that you're with someone else now, and that's fine. I'll give you my blessing, but we still have that special connection.
Thanks very much. I appreciate it.
Do we continue? Yeah, I think we continue.
But what? You're going to be away. I bet you've got... Do you know what, T? I know you. I bet you've got another holiday backed up after this one. Not long.
It's not far away.
Yeah, not far away. I know how you operate. That's right.
No, I've got to go to Thailand, so I won't be here the next couple of weeks. So sorry, guys. I thought I'd tell you up front in case, something else to do with your lives.
What do you mean up front? It's 7:45. You could have told us at 6 o'clock.
Well, we've got to talk to Robbo. So let's finish this segment now. I'll give myself the Justin Murphy Award, and we'll get Robbo just after this break.
Hang on. Who's running the desk here, mate? I'll say when the segment's over. Yeah, they're better. Oh, let's finish this segment so we can talk to Robbo. I'll decide that, big fella. You just get ready for your, you know, big walks down Pat Tong Road. I don't know. Fat and Ginger, K-Rock 955.
On K-Rock.
Yes, Fat and Ginger here on K-Rock, nearly coming to the end of our show, but we have
end of our career.
Well, end of our friendship, certainly, because Luke is buggering off to Thailand.
Yeah, we had a very intense conversation off air then, and I feel bad because we got one of the great full forwards and great footballers of all time on the line, and he's been sitting there listening to us.
Maybe I'm not ready to talk to Robbo yet. Maybe I want to keep having a crack at you.
Why are you so angry, mate? We've had your holiday. I need to have mine. And Robbo doesn't need to be in on this. Like, we've been sitting there listening to us for a few minutes now. He doesn't need to hear this. We can just keep it, like, for after the show. So
don't argue in front of the kids.
Exactly. Now, let's put him on there. Robbo, how are you, mate?
I'm good, gentlemen. I'm very good. The two blokes, you both finally got a gig. You finally get on K-Rock. It's taken you years and years and years. And then you both decide to just bugger off and have holidays. Well, I mean, it's not the way to go, boys.
No, look, I think that's probably fair feedback for both of us, isn't it?
You're not helping the situation. No, well, look, you know, when you work as hard as I do, mate, and Tim's got no excuse, but when you work as hard as I do, you need the holidays, whereas Tim was just, you know, floating around.
Would you have, I mean, okay, so would you have taken 2 weeks off in the middle of an AFL season, Robbo?
No, I wouldn't have done that. I value my work.
You're a professional.
Well, I'm I'm more like the Degoe of the team here, where I just decide halfway through the year just to bugger off. So, hey, mate, great to chat to you. Thank you for coming on the show. Now, I've been a big fan of your work on the Ladbroke segment, Arguments About Footy Over Coffee. That's been going for a couple of years now. How's that coming along?
It's huge. It really is. In terms of enjoyment for your work, Ladbrokes, you and I put some stuff together for Ladbrokes, and it was really just an idea of catching up with footy players. I mean, we do it every day here in Victoria, don't we? We have a coffee, we get that coffee done. And that was the idea. We just wanted to catch up with footy players and talk about their careers and, you know, some issues that are going on in the AFL. And the first for this segment is huge, really. And for us, you and I personally, it's just been wonderful catching up with these guys and realising what such great blokes these ex-footy players are and how much friendship you have with them. They were enemies when I used to play them, but now we haven't caught up, we haven't spoken since out on the footy field, but it just feels like, you know, no matter what age, we just feel like old mates. So I've absolutely loved it, mate. It's been wonderful.
Yeah, mate. And look, what you say there about the camaraderie, because that show, by the way, you're fantastic on it, but I can just really tell it's really well produced and directed as well.
It's not bad, is it?
I don't know who does that, but it's fantastic. But look, one of the blokes that we did have on the show was Peter Bazusto. I got a message from him today because he's not well. He's fighting cancer. And he was just talking as well about that camaraderie around football. He's had so many people reach out to him for merchandise or, you know, memorabilia to help him get on his way and to cover costs and that. And he's just so thankful about the football community and how they band together. Is that something you've found as well, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the chat lately has been how, and I think we've all been very protective of it, me included. When you get to the end of your career and you move past it, it's a really weird sensation. It's not like having a job. And I've had jobs since I finished my football, and I've left those jobs and moved on. It's completely different kettle of fish playing football at the highest level, something that you wanted to do when you were a little kid. And then all of a sudden it's taken away from you. And every footballer that's played the game has a different experience of that moment when you can no longer do it. Yeah, some are not so good and some are doing okay with it. But, that's probably the next thing that you and I really want to explore is that, you know, these guys that we love to watch play and then they just disappear off the face of the earth, a lot of them. And we've sort of tracked some of those guys down, haven't we, Luke? And we've chatted over coffees with them and produced this segment, and that's been great. But yeah, it's something that we probably haven't seen a lot of is footballers talking about that final, we're not playing football anymore, and how they cope with that.
Yeah, exactly right, mate.
Jet with Are You Gonna Be My Girl?
I'll be your girl anytime. Are we still friends?
Yeah, I think so for now.
All right, mate. It's been good fun.
Been a great show.
I'll see you in, what, 3 weeks?
Maybe. We'll see. No, I won't, Jane. See you in 3 weeks, mate. Once again, thank you. Thanks to the listeners. Thanks to Robert for calling up. And thanks to everyone who's tuned in tonight.
Good on you, guys. Good night. We love you. K-Rock Music.